BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Ethiopian authorities say the army will be deployed across the country as part of a six-month state of emergency declared earlier on Sunday. Hundreds of people have been killed in unrest involving Ethiopia's two largest ethnic groups. As the two candidates in the US presidential election prepare for their latest television debate in the coming hours, the Republican campaign team say Donald Trump will address the outcry sparked by his lewd comments about women. They say he will apologise again, but raise other allegations of sexual misconduct by the former Democrat president Bill Clinton. Hurricane Matthew has caused severe flooding in North Carolina as it continues its path across the southeast of the United States. At least seven people died there on Sunday, bringing the total number of deaths to 16. Thousands of people had to be rescued from their homes and cars. Matthew has now been downgraded to a cyclone and is heading out to sea. Police in Germany say they're questioning a man in connection with a foiled Islamist attack in the country. The suspect was arrested after an apartment was raided in the eastern city of Chemnitz during the search for a Syrian refugee suspected of planning the attack. The Syrian, a 22-year-old Jabba al-Bakra, is still on the run. The latest accounts for the social media giant Facebook show that it paid 1,000 times more corporation tax in Britain last year compared with the previous 12 months. Facebook announced earlier this year that it was restructuring the way it paid tax in Britain after being accused of avoidance. Security officials in Myanmar say at least 17 people, including 9 police officers, have been killed in coordinated attacks on security posts along the border with Bangladesh. A police officer told reporters that 8 attackers were among those killed in the clashes in the western state of Rakhine. BBC News.